Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is NFL draft time. Joe Milton threw okay at the combine. He threw a little bit better, I was told, at the draft. Best and worst case scenario for Joe Milton in the upcoming draft is what?
Well, worst case scenario is, I think it's seventh round. I think he's getting drafted no matter what. I think, again, the arm is irresistible. The arm is like the hot girl at the bar. Okay.
But at some point in the second half of the last round, you start to think, I can get this guy as a free agent so I can save a little bit of money. So to me, if he gets to the sixth round or if he gets to the beginning of the seventh round and he's not gone, then he could slide out of the draft altogether.
I think he's still getting drafted. I think best case scenario. This is crazy. Y'all can call me insane all day. I think a team's going to be dumb enough to maybe be willing to spend a third rounder on him.
That's crazy.
Third round pick on Joe Milton.
NFL scouts can't resist big arms. Josh Heupel couldn't resist big arms. Joe Milton was the worst fit possible for his system. And Josh Heupel still couldn't. He's like, nope, I got to get that guy. They can't resist it. It is the toxic girl at the bar that you shouldn't go home with, but she's darn hot and she's drunk. Okay, so that is Joe Milton's arm. And they can see mountains of evidence over 40 years that a big arm doesn't do anything, but they will still take the plunge on the big arm because they can't resist it. That's just how NFL GMs and scouts work.
All right. If he goes higher than the sixth round, I will be stunned.
You can say that. Dave, you know there was an NFL team dumb enough to do it. Okay, if Dan Snyder was still the owner of Washington, he'd probably trade up for Milton because he's so dumb. But I'm just saying, you know there is a team dumb enough to do it.
Okay, then I'll ask you this. We'll put the poll question up as this. It's on our YouTube page, so vote now. Joe Milton in the NFL draft, he'll go 1 to 3 rounds, 4 to 7 rounds, or not drafted at all. So that is up there now. We want to hear your vote on that and get your thoughts. And Caleb, with Joe Milton, I wonder how much this might help Tennessee to have a guy that has success at the NFL level when clearly he is limited. I mean, if you watch Joe Milton play, you know that he's slightly limited. But Travis says, I'd put $100 on over under fifth round and I'd take the under. I tend to agree with that, Travis, to be real honest with you. This is a player that teams are going to get excited about. How much does it help Tennessee, though, if he has success at the NFL level?
Y'all, this is going to be the craziest thing I've ever said, but I don't think you want him to have success at the next level if you're Tennessee.
Why?
It's not out of vindictive. if Joe Milton has success at the next level, the first thing quarterbacks, recruits, and people and coaches are going to and everybody across the board is going to see that's a high school recruit is, why did he succeed there but not succeed under Josh Heupel? And that can kill a coach's credibility. Guys, I'm just going to give you a quick story. Patrick Mahomes, the year he threw for 50 touchdowns, his first year starting as a rookie in 2018, that year, the year he won MVP, that year's the year Texas Tech fired Cliff Kingsbury. They fired Cliff Kingsbury because they said, he just did this his first year, and you couldn't win more than 7 games in 4 years with him as your quarterback? That's what happened. So I'm telling you right now, if Joe Milton were to ball out in the NFL, which don't worry, he's not going to, but if he were, then everybody would start asking questions about Josh Heupel and if his system is really that quarterback friendly, and that's the last thing you want. Now, right now, if Joe Milton, you don't have to hope he flames out. My prediction for Joe Milton is this. He's going to have it. His arm is so irresistible, he's going to stay on a roster for 5 years and have NFL money in his pocket.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If Joe Milton balls out, it's just going to help Josh Heupel, because you're going to look at Heupel and you're going to look at Milton and you're going to say, listen, there are some limitations that Joe Milton has in his game. And those are going to be woefully obvious once he starts getting broken down by NFL scouts, which is already starting to happen. But no, I think that Josh Heupel clearly benefits from Joe Milton having success. Portions of the program brought to you by Sports Treasures, carrying over 5 million Sports Treasures and so much more. Follow on Facebook for the best sports memorabilia daily updates. Sports Treasures TN, Sports Treasures TN, and you can join Hooker's Corner. That's right. You can be a part of the crew. All you have to do, as we put it in the message board link, is sign up right there. Just $9.98 a month, and you get fantastic coverage of Tennessee athletics. Plus, you have an opportunity to win grand prizes. We give away regular weekly prizes on Friday. And then each and every end of the month, we give away a mega prize, like, let's say, a Brew McCoy signed autographed helmet. That is pretty awesome if you look at that. At the end of the day, Joe Milton, is there a right system for him? Because there are more systems in the NFL than there have ever been before. There used to be I formation, and there used to be a little bit of run and shoot sprinkled in from time to time when Warren Moon or somebody else would have success. And there used to be the pro set, which is basically what the Niners ran. And there's a lot of slants, a lot of quick getting it out, spread the field horizontal instead of vertical. There were really only three or four offenses. Nowadays, with Lamar Jacksons of the world, I'm not comparing the two because Jackson's a much better runner. But could you find a home if you're Joe Milton, because the NFL has changed and evolved over the past 5 to 10 years?
I think you could, I think you could. Well, and the only reason I say that is because I would have said no a few years ago. And here's why I would have said no a few years ago. Joe Milton, we saw him in the I formation at Michigan. Didn't work. Then we saw him in Heupel's system. Didn't work. If you can't work in either of those, what system are you going to work in? However, that being said, I've whiffed on Lamar Jackson being able to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I was thoroughly convinced he'd be a bust.
I did too. And, so I'll admit that I was wrong with you on that.
Yeah, and I still have questions about his ability to win a Super Bowl because I think there were just things that become issues in playoff time. I mean, his accuracy is still a problem. But I think with something like Lamar Jackson, I think you maybe there's a coach who could devise a system that's best fit for Joe Milton, but because I didn't think it was possible for Lamar Jackson. But as I'm saying this out loud, I'm going to go no. I mean, Joe Milton unless Joe Milton is willing to start running more, I can't sit there and say there's a system out there that works for him.
No, I mean, if you put him, I feel like sometimes we stereotype off race and athletic ability, but just because if you were to put him in one of these systems that is having great success, like Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, doesn't mean that Joe Milton's going to have success because they can both throw the ball a ton and run around and they both happen to be African-American. I mean, it just doesn't mean he's going to step. They have different skill sets regardless of the race that they may share.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if Joe Milton were more similar to somebody, it would be, and he's not nearly as good, but I'm saying it would be Josh Allen with the gigantic arm, with the arm strength and the arm power, because Josh Allen has a strong arm.
You said that before. If the switch flipped and he wanted to run over people on occasion, and you don't have to do it a lot, okay, because I don't want my quarterbacks taking hits. But if you run over people occasionally, you get them hesitant. You said that before about Josh Allen. If he could just get it in his mindset to go out there and be physical and run people over from time to time, I think it would really help his game build.
It absolutely would. I'm not saying he would have lasted long-term in the NFL. I'm not saying that 2011 Tebow magic year would have worked long-term. But you remember one of the things that helped Tebow mania with that Denver year? Remember all that, the coverage of it?
Yes.
I think a big part of that was Tebow was one of the few NFL quarterbacks willing to truck people when he ran, remember? And a lot of players hesitated on that. And I think that's exactly how Denver got the rushing offense it needed. Now, I think you and I both agree a defensive coordinator would figure that out by 2012.
Well, you would like to think so.
I mean, you know, it's NFL takes a year. If you are coaching in the SEC and it's the 90s, it takes what, 7 years to figure out C. Spurrier's offense? Isn't that how long it took? About 7 years? Yeah. I don't know how
I still don't know that it's figured out, to be honest with you. If you get the right wide receivers and the right quarterback to make the reads, I don't know that it's figured out.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.